You say we close the gap when we sleep. Are dreams affecting the gap in any way?
Your dreams do not affect your gap, but what dreams are an indication of your gap. In other words, what you're thinking and feeling and what's manifesting is always a match. And what you're thinking and feeling and what's manifesting in your dreams is always a match. So your dreams are just indicators of the vibrational relationship between who you are and who you really are. So your dreams are all indicators of this gap, yes.
Every once in a while I have a recurring dream, a nightmare. I don't even know what it is, I just wake up screaming. And
well, there are two key components to what you just said. When you say recurring, that means that there's something going on in your vibration that's manifesting in that way. And the fact that it is unsettling means that it's an indication of discord in your vibration. The fact that you can't remember what it is not too important, because the way the dream plays out in terms of the scenario is sort of just the last ditch effort to fill in the pieces to make it meaningful anyway. In other words, the components of a dream that are really important are how they feel. So, for example, if you're waking up from a dream, a recurring dream, where you're flying or you're feeling good or wonderful things are happening, then there's nothing in your vibration that you want to clean up. But if you're waking from a dream that is unsettling, then that means there is something in your vibration that you want to clean up. Now, we want to take this understanding of creation to a new level by reminding you that something that we've said several times already here today, and that is manifestations are vibrational indicators. So that dream is a manifestational indicator of vibration. So, for example, if you can have a manifestation, whether it's something that happens in what you call real life in your experience, like his fun with his motorcycle, or whether you are having it in dreamscape, in either case, it is a manifestation that is an indication of vibration. And if you can stop in the middle of the manifestation and ask yourself, how does this feel? How does this feel? And then you can reach for other things in your day-to-day experience that feel like that. For example, Jerry and Esther had an interesting, very important, good for them experience last month. They bought a new house in California. And the reason they bought it is because it was a lot with an ocean view big enough that they can park their monster bus on it. They really bought it because they could put the bus there. And later fell in love with the house. But the land, what they bought it for was the bus. And so they're bringing the bus in for the first time. And Jerry had sort of looked it over when they were there. And he had calculated that they could, with some precision, get the bus in there just fine. There is a rather narrow gate, but it should be no problem. And so as they come into this neighborhood, now it's Del Mar, California, and the house is situated sort of on a hill with the other cliff dwellers, and so the idea of even bringing the bus up there was a little bit odd. But they had driven it several times, and they know what they can do and what they can't do, and so they were sure that they could bring the bus in. So Esther is driving, and Jerry is getting out occasionally to move someone's trash can. It turned out they brought the bus in on trash day, so there were a lot of cans in the way that Jerry was moving out of the way to make room for Esther's big bus. So they came up around and down the back side, and they're facing the driveway, and they're blocking traffic for a little bit, not much traffic, but one or two cars waiting for them, which is always something that makes Jerry want to hurry because he never wants to inconvenience anyone. And the people who had been working on the house, several of them were all there with big smiles on their face, welcoming Jerry and Esther to their new home. And so there was sort of that desire to get in there and get going. And Jerry and Esther approach this the same way they always do. Jerry is on the ground with a walkie-talkie, and Esther is behind the wheel with a walkie-talkie, and Esther is basically doing what Jerry is telling her to do. And because there's much when you're in close spaces that you can't see when you're in this big bus. And so Esther is listening, and she can see Jerry ahead of him, and there are people on every corner of the bus, and Jerry is relying on them for information, and Jerry is calling Esther forward. And Esther has a feeling of reluctance unlike anything that she's ever felt before. She did not want to move forward. But Jerry is calling, and now a bit impatiently because people are waiting. And Esther is saying, "Don't make me go." And Jerry is saying, "Come on." And as Esther came in, she scraped the side of the bus on a buckle that was sticking out of the gate. And it was not significant. It looked worse than it was. But it was the first mark that they had ever put... It was the first mark that they had ever put on the bus, and Esther was furious because, not furious because she'd marked up the bus so much, furious because her trust for Jerry had just gone out the window. No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it either. Furious because she knew what she was feeling, and she overrode it. There was a man looking right at that. Jerry had asked him to watch that side, and he did. He watched it happen and said nothing. And turned out he didn't speak a word of English. So he didn't really know what his role was. And so after things sort of settled down, Esther began applying what we're talking about here, that when a manifestation occurs, because no manifestation ever happens in real life or in dreamscape just out of the blue. It happens maybe out of the oblivious, but never out of the blue. In other words, it always comes after a lot of rather practiced vibration. So when you have a manifestation, you see, it would be easy for Esther to say, "Well, you just weren't looking, or you should have told me, or somebody else was not looking." But what we're wanting to impart is that what happened in that moment, in that manifestation, no matter what the manifestation is, what happened in that moment was not just about that moment. It was about a very practiced vibration. So when you say, "Okay, here's the manifestation, and how did it feel?" So when we ask Esther the question, "How did it feel?" She felt enraged that she was moving forward in response to someone else's guidance when she knew better. And so we said to her, "Is that a familiar vibration for you?" And Esther began to laugh because it's been coming up a lot. There are a lot of people wanting them to do things that they don't really want to do. And they are sometimes overriding their intuitive not wanting to do it by someone else's pleading or someone else's assurance that it's the right thing to do. And it never turns out well for them. Every time they do something that they feel like not doing, it never turns out right. And so this was really meaningful to Esther, to have a manifestation that is an indication of vibration. How lovely that is. Esther walked away from that and said, "Never again will I have that feeling and not think about scraping the bus. Never again will I have that feeling and not know that I'm being called by someone else who I know they think that they know better for me than I know for me. But never again am I going to listen to them. I'm always going to listen to me, no matter what the repercussions of their wrath, no matter what the repercussions, no matter what the repercussions of their disapproval of me." So now we made a big point, and it seems off the subject, but the on the subject part is that when you have a manifestation, so let's take your dream manifestation. So the question that you want to ask is, "How did I feel? How do I feel in this manifestation?" And you say, "Terrified or terrorized." What is the word? Try to find the feeling and try to find emotional words to describe it. How do those dreams feel?
Terrifying.
Terrifying. Now, feel it for just a moment and ask yourself, are there instances on a day-to-day, ongoing basis where I feel a similar feeling?
I'm not aware of it.
Has to be there. Can't not be. So that's why we say, people say it comes out of the blue. We say, not out of the blue, out of the oblivious. In other words, so what you're saying is, no, this dream is so much bigger. There's some unseen power that I'm perceiving that is meaning harm to me. Now we're just extrapolating from your vibration and from your dream. There's something that I can't see and that I can't control that I perceive is after me and meaning to do me harm. Mm-hmm. Any familiar words there? Anything that you are feeling about the economy or about terrorists or about nothing? Well, then we want to pronounce you the one exception in all of the universe. Because for you to have a recurring dream, it means it's very active in your vibration. Yeah. In other words, if it weren't active in your vibration, you wouldn't be having it often. And if it were not something unwanted, you wouldn't be feeling that negative emotion. And so you're saying to us, you do not recognize that negative emotion at all.
Something see, in my childhood this is happened.
Well, this is what we were talking about earlier, that if you've got a vibration going on and you don't recognize it, don't worry, it will get bigger. And if you still don't recognize it, don't worry, it will get bigger. And if you still don't recognize it, don't worry, it will get bigger. So then you have a post-manifestational awareness. And in this case, it's really not post-manifestational awareness because it hasn't really manifested. So it's a good thing that you are dreaming it to get a handle on it. What did you start to say about childhood?
Well, I had an experience in my childhood that I felt was terrifying. I was not able to defend myself. And this recurring dream has that same feeling where there's one thing sometimes that I remember when I wake up, when my husband wakes me up, because I'm not waking up, but I'm screaming. And the feeling is somebody's trying to grab me and hurt me, and I don't know.
So from that experience that you had, can you see that it left a very strong vibrational impression that's still active in your vibration? And because you haven't done anything about turning it downstream, it's still right where you last left it. Every vibration is where you last left it. And it's clear that it's there and that it's active and that it's fairly active, or it wouldn't be showing up in your dream. That's the gift that the dream gives you. It helps you to know what's active. So you want to do something about that vibration.
I would like to know what to do to move on.
All right, so what happened? What happened in your childhood?
I was raped.
So, now isn't it interesting? We ask her a very blunt question, and she couldn't find it at all. And yet, there it is, pretty obvious, isn't it? So, someone bigger and more powerful forced you to into an experience that you clearly did not want, and that vibration is still present within you. So, now when you think about it, isn't it perfectly logical that you would have a dream like that, because there that is. So now what you want to do is take that vibration and just talk it into another place. Talk it into another place. Not the easiest thing to do, but certainly doable. So it sort of seems like how do you feel about this? When we say to you, you are the creator of your own reality, and you recall something like that, doesn't it sort of make you want to say, oh, Abraham, there must be something screwy with your message? Because why would I create something so unwanted? Why would an innocent child create something so completely unwanted? And we say, we didn't say you created the reality that you wanted. We said you created your own reality. And we didn't say you created it knowingly. We said you offered a vibration that you didn't even know you were offering. And it's really interesting because you didn't know you were offering the vibration then, and you didn't know you're offering the vibration now. Because it's easy to feel vulnerable. It's easy to feel that people are bigger or that they have more power. It's easy to feel that way, especially when something happens like that and you actually have the evidence of it, you see. And so that's why we think the message that we're giving you as we talk about who you really are from source energy standpoint is a sort of empowering message. Don't you like knowing that the guidance within you is letting you know what you're doing vibrationally? Don't you love having that dream that lets you know that there's still an active vibration that you want to do something about? And it's interesting because you have not thought about that or talked about it openly for such a long time that it wasn't even something that came to your mind immediately as a subject, but it is something that's still active in your vibration. And so having it come to mind and then talking it downstream can only make you feel more and more and more powerful. Now, here's something we want to chew with you about. And we talked about this earlier. If you feel powerless, the next logical step for you is anger. In other words, anger, rage, those emotions that most people would counsel you are inappropriate for you to have are the next logical step. So flash back to that time, do you think you would have been allowed to be angry? Were you allowed to be angry?
No. I mean, I defended myself where it didn't happen again. But then when I mentioned it to my parents, I was not allowed. I didn't get a good response.
We talk about Jerry and Esther traveling from Phoenix to San Diego, and out there in the desert, about halfway is Yuma. And so they're moving toward San Diego, and much of the way they're not where they want to be. And yet, they don't get so disoriented in their discomfort, they're not yet where they want to be, that they lose their way and go back to Phoenix. In other words, Phoenix, Yuma, Phoenix, Yuma, Phoenix, Yuma, Phoenix, Yuma, announcing that San Diego is an impossible dream or that San Diego is incurable, because they understand how to keep going in order to get to where they want to be. And yet, so many of you are on your way from powerlessness into empowerment, but when you come into that place of rage or revenge, there are so many people standing there saying, you're not allowed to feel this way because that is inappropriate behavior, and then you have no choice other than to turn back. And so what happens is, instead of pushing through into a place of feeling enraged, into a place of feeling less anger and less anger, into a place of feeling hopefulness and back into your alignment, what so many do, and it's not uncommon, is that they just sort of stay right where they were. And it's interesting because relative to so much of your life experience, that's not where you are vibrationally hanging out. But there's enough of that residue, you might say, still lingering. Here's the thing that we want to say to you. We do not feel that there is enough of that there to attract into your experience any significant negative experience, but it is enough to attract it into your dream state. And the fact that it is enough to attract it into your dream state means that it is present enough that it's muting the alignment that could be there for you otherwise. So what you're wanting to do, there's a whole lot that you're wanting to clean up about this. You've got questions about, why would something like that happen to me, and what was I doing wrong that would make that happen to me? And there wasn't anything, you weren't doing anything wrong that made it happen to you. It was an experience that happened. In other words, it's a manifestation that came about because of a vibration that you were offering, which you were taught by those who surrounded you. But you're not there anymore. You're offering a whole other vibration. That wouldn't be possible given the vibration that you're offering today. That's why you have all of these other vibrational indicators around you that are testimony to the new vibrational offering that you've got going on. You do not have to go back and understand that, but it is important, since it's showing up in your dream state, that you do get hold of it and bring it into a better feeling place. We know this has been a long topic, but it's really worth taking this, if you're willing, and let's move it into a different place than it has been before. And it will give everyone the opportunity to see how there can be things that are lurking in your vibration that you're not even consciously aware of that are lurking, that once you have evidence of a dream or evidence of a motorcycle accident or evidence of something happening to you, as you have that evidence, then you can do something about it. Esther loved that she misunderstood the floor she was on and made a fool of herself by not being able to get into her door. She loved the fact that that happened. After the fact, she said to Jerry, now we are so sure that we're right, we're going to say to each other, do you even know what floor you're on? In other words, there's all kinds of wonderful information that comes from these manifestations that when you take the information and use it to empower yourself can leave you in such a wonderful place, so much so that you can look back on events, whether it was something as silly as locking yourself out of the room that wasn't even yours, or having an experience more dramatic as the one that you've demonstrated or the one that our friend talked about earlier, and you reach the place where you then do not regret any experiences, because each experience has parlayed you into a stronger place that once you line up with it, you are better for having the experience. We're not kidding you about that. It's interesting, since this is not a subject that you've given a lot of thought to, would you say?
I try not to. I try to put it out of my...
So it's a subject you don't want to give attention to.
Sometimes I thought I was over it, but then the subject would come up and I would get angry and realize that I'm not resolved with it.
the only reason we're discussing it with you is because you have a recurring dream. And so there is a vibrational element still within you about it that really you could go the rest of your life and not clean up this vibration. And there would not be any major negative repercussions that would come as a result of it. But it is any vibration that mutes your joy, even in dream state, is a vibration worth doing something about. And you know, you don't have to go back and relive it and bring yourself to all of the trauma of it before you move on from it. You just want to sort of pick up from where you are and address it from your now point of view. In other words, from your, let us just ask you a few questions and as just answer. There's no right or wrong in any of these. Just sort of follow along with us and let's see what happens with your shift in energy. So, do you think that as a general rule, you are the creator of your own experience?
Yes.
And do you feel on a day-to-day basis that there are a lot of other people that are hindering you or keeping you from creating the things that you want to create?
I used to believe that, but not anymore.
So it isn't something that's active anymore, is it? In other words, when you say that, we can really feel a resolve within you that you know that law of attraction is responding to you and that you are doing a good, would you say that you are doing a good job of creating your experience?
Yes.
Yes, so all of that feels just right. It's a vibrational match to who you really are, every bit of that, isn't it? So do you think that any vulnerability that was present within you way back then is still present within you? Is there anything in your day-to-day experience that points out that there's a strong vibration of vulnerability going on within you?
No.
There's no evidence of it, except for that dream that comes up from time to time.
Oh, if the news, you know, if I hear some story similar to mine and...
Which activates that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you believe that if you were approached in a similar way to what happened then, now, that the same outcome would happen?
It wouldn't happen again.
It would not, would it? And so that vulnerability as it existed then does not exist now. Could you say that unequivocally?
Yes.
And so in place of that vulnerability, what's there instead?
Well, sometimes anger, sometimes hope.
But in any case, it's a certainty, there's a clarity. In other words, do you know that even in anger, there is a regaining control of one's experience? A person can feel hopeless or vulnerable or depressed, and in the moment that they turn even into anger, they've taken their power back. And so you've taken your power back. So nothing like that could come to you again, even as a result of that, yes?
Yes.
So that feels pretty good, doesn't it? In other words, it's not where it once was. It's in an entirely different place. So now let's clean it up even further. Let's talk about you seeing something on television and the feeling that might come over you as you see it or hear about it. So what might you say under those conditions that would help you to regain your power still further? I do not know what the conditions of that are. I do not know what was going on there. That doesn't have anything to do with me. There is no relationship between what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing about it gives me scanty details anyway, so I couldn't possibly know. That is not about me. Doesn't that feel more
yes.
downstream?
It does.
So now as we listen to you, we don't feel any of that within your vibration. It is our knowing that just this conversation that we've had, this slight adjustment to the vibration, this revisiting the topic from your now current place of clarity has shifted you enough into a place of knowing your well-being that it is not likely that you will ever have that dream again. In other words, just that much conversation has cleaned up your vibration that much more. Isn't that easy? Isn't it interesting how simple it is to just readdress things from your place of clarity and put your current analysis or spin on something that happened and leave it in an entirely different place? That experience is now been left in a different vibrational place within you. And that vibrational place, while it's not over here in vibrational alignment with who you really are, it's not at the separated place that it was before either. So you may have many more opportunities to clean it up as you see different things on television. You'll feel the little tug as you move, as you recognize that the subject has been activated and that it's not really where you want it to be. But we do not believe that it will hinder you in any significant way again.
Thank you.
This work of alignment is far easier than anyone understands and takes less time than you would believe, because there is so much leverage in energy. In other words, when you really get to the heart of something and you really leave it in a place that feels differently to you, you have done a big thing in terms of what will then happen in your experience and in terms of how you will feel again. It is powerful to deal with energies because they are the heart of everything that happens. Good. Very good.
Thank you.